This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As House Appropriations took up the budget bill Monday, it sounded like the governor and Chairman Cameron Henry were finally on the same page.
The good news is there are no fund sweeps. There are no one-time revenues lined up against recurring expenditures.
We do not have any use of one-time money for reoccurring expenses or sweeping of funds. And I'll give this administration credit for only spending the money that we actually have.
And not so fast. First, Chairman Henry put the Attorney General's office in its own separate budget bill, HB 105.
I'd like to give a little bit of authority to the actual people who elected to do the job. And I think the Attorney General's, this is a good starting place for us to do that.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger had questions.
Do you believe that we're authorized to do that by the Constitution?
Well, what makes you think we can't?
The provision in the Constitution that says that there shall be one executive budget. The Attorney General's powers and authorities are laid out in the Constitution and doesn't talk about his budgeting authority. It talks about the governor's budgeting authority. Do you not think that this erodes the executive authority that the governor has by Constitution?
No.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden told the committee clearly,
this is a clever, interesting, unconstitutional proposal that purports to elevate the Attorney General to a branch of government. The bill that you're looking at right now is unconstitutional in its intent and its content.
If it is found unconstitutional, then there's no money for the AG's office at all. I asked the governor if he would veto this bill if it makes it through the process. He doubts it will get past the Senate, but if it does,
I don't see that that bill's going to become law.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.